Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
¡Come on!
Welcome to Money Savage REI and welcome our guest, strong and powerful Martin Sines. Martin, are you ready to do this?
Absolutely, George. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you on. Martin is the managing partner of Bequest Funds. He is a professional note investor. He's the author of Note Investing Made Easy. Again, I'm excited to have you on. Martin, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure, that's quite a few questions all packed into one. I'd say that probably what I do is tied to where I've come from. So, like many people in this country, I went through the traditional route of getting a bachelor's degree in college. Went on to get a graduate degree, an MBA, and the whole thought process was to get that safe and secure job that, you know, Rich Dad always talks about. And what I found is that corporate America was far from what I anticipated it to be. And it was a true rat race. And, I just didn't fit in. So needless to say, I got fired from my corporate job in 2004, which was a major blessing in my life. My wife and I just decided from that point that we're not, this is not going to work. So I could get another job and I could just kind of go through the hamster wheel that way. And it's just, I needed to do for myself and do for my wife as well. So we decided to start a company to go into business as self-employed small business owners. And what we found is we launched a government contracting company in the DC area. And we found that, 100-hour work weeks was better than working for a boss, but not that much better. So we, of course, like many people probably that listen to your program, we read, Robert Kiyosaki, Michael Gerber, like all these business books that, talk about being autonomous and being conscious of your finances and focusing on your personal growth. So we started landlording. We bought the building. We worked our operated the business out of. We bought the neighboring building. We started buying properties to be a landlord. And we were looking for financial freedom. But what we found is the cash flow from those properties did not match up with our financial aspirations. So it's a great annuity play. I mean, yeah. Eventually, all the debt will be paid down and everything will, you own them free and clear and you can reposition from that point. But we didn't find that it was a major hit for us financially. So we still maintain those properties. However, we sold our company in 2013. And I just said at that point, I need to do something to make a major change in my life. And that's where I stumbled upon note investing, something that I could do in my home, in an office with just a laptop and a computer. And I could literally be on the paper side of things and create cash flow for myself and my family. And that's what I did. I've dedicated my life the past 8 years to that.
So it's just kind of research. Is that how you came upon note investing in the first place?
So through a local RIA and real estate investment club in the DC area, and we had one of the trainers come into town and do their pitch, and so from that I took a workshop, and however for the most part I went at this being self-taught. I picked up a mentor right away. And that's something I highly recommend for folks. But in the end, to answer your question that you asked about, a year ago, I learned that I need to take control over my finances. I learned that I need to invest in assets that cash flow on an ongoing basis, versus making some futuristic play based on appreciation. And from that, because I feel like it's made a major change in my life, and it's brought me to a level of being comfortable, more comfortable than I was before, having more freedom of time. So I'm working now more towards freedom of time. And I just feel like in this day and age that people need to focus more on creating additional streams of cash flow for themselves and their lives. And so I feel like almost like an evangelist that needs to spread the word but not only spread the word, but also give a how-to method, which is what I wrote in Cashflow Dojo that I just published last year, 2020. And so that's really where I'm at. I'm loving life. I love what I do, and I have complete freedom. However, I feel this obligation to go and kind of share the little that I know.
Well, I certainly appreciate that, because I know that there are a lot of people who found themselves or find themselves in the position you are in. You're like, okay, well, this is suboptimal. I thought that I was getting myself into a rewarding career at XYZ big company, and it's not any of that. And then they start their own thing, and it's, you know, I'm working twice as hard and making just a little bit more money, but I guess it's on my terms. So what's that next level? So I can certainly appreciate, now that you found it, wanting to share that with people. So I don't think that a lot of people know about note investing. So why don't you just tell me what's so great about it?
Sure, absolutely. So when you to give you an example, when you go into when you look to purchase a home for yourself, you'll go into a bank branch, or you'll go to a mortgage company, and they'll take a mortgage application, and they'll run you through underwriting and approve you or deny you, hopefully approve you.
Right.
And so from that point, you'll sign closing documents, and two of the documents that you're going to sign is a promissory note, which basically says the lender's going to lend you X amount of dollars, and in exchange, you as the borrower will comply to these certain set of terms. You're going to pay back money on a monthly basis at this interest rate over this period of time, et cetera, et cetera. Now, what they're also going to have you sign is a deed of trust or a mortgage document that's going to tie that promise to the property. So that's the security instrument. And so what mortgage note investing is if you take that scenario where someone got a mortgage and bought a home, at some point, some of those individuals are going to go through a period of time where they're going to go into default. They're not going to be able to make their mortgage payment.
Sure.
And the bank is going to the bank is not very proficient in working with homeowners to help them with creative scenarios. As many of you who have mortgages understand, you call the mortgage company, you know, you're getting a large call center. So what happens is they go eventually, if the borrower remains in default, they will go bundle those mortgage loans into tranches, and they will sell them into the secondary market. And so companies like my company, we will go and buy those pools of mortgages in the secondary market in a defaulted state, and we will then take those mortgages and start to work with the homeowners with the mission of helping them stay in their homes with payments they can afford. So since we purchase them at discounts, we're able to be creative and work with them for solutions that fit their budget, and whereby it creates a win-win. So that in a nutshell is one form of mortgage investing. Another form of mortgage investing is you actually just buy a performing mortgage where it's not in default, it's a cash flow play. So you're buying it where it's paying from day one, and you purchase it at a yield, and you just create income for yourself.
Okay, interesting. So banks aren't proficient at it. It's obviously banks can probably do whatever that they set their mind to. It's just that they've made the decision that this is not the business we want to be in.
Yeah, I would think that. I think there's other factors too, right? There's responsibilities to shareholders, you know, not Also, smaller banks may not want defaulted paper on their books because it looks a certain way to the board members and also the investors. You know, they can do internal charge-offs and then resell it, so it's like a double dip play. Or it's just bad press. They consider it bad PR to have this defaulted paper on their books, and so they just go ahead and sell it off. And their main line of proficiency is lending, and that's where they want to be. The last thing they want to do, or our company wants to do for that matter, is take back that property. We're not long distance landlords by any means, or we're not set up to be, I should say.
Yeah, that was what I was curious about. Is what is your incentive to get them back to performing so that they're not behind on their mortgage?
Yeah, so creating long-term streams of income is the mission of our company, and that's it, point blank. There are other people in our industry that have a mission to take back the property and reposition it in some way, create a rental situation or turnkey or a sell off with seller financing or some other type of play. However, for us, we only actually take back the property less than 1% of the time, because our underwriting focuses so heavily on the borrower and their ability to pay. So we really only want mortgage notes whereby we feel confident that we can help out the borrower in some way with a payment plan.
Got it. Nice. And I think that when people hear about tranches and packaging up mortgage notes and reselling, it sort of makes them cringe a little bit just from the financial collapse. But that's just kind of how it is. Approximately how many different loans are in each one of these tranches?
Oh, well, tranches get put out into the hundreds of millions into the secondary marketplace. So, it's really where your appetite is. You know, our company on that side of the fence, on the non-performing side, we picked up about $23 million last year. So just to give you kind of an idea volume-wise, and we picked up, another healthy amount on the performing side as well, because we do have an income fund that just manages performing paper. So we actually buy performing mortgages on the secondary market as well. So we actually hit both sides of the fence. But it's really whatever you're positioned to handle from a resource standpoint, internal operations standpoint, and also relationship standpoint, because it is a relationship-based game, as most investing is.
What do you mean by relationship-based game?
So it's a tight-knit community. It's where people need to know you and have a trust factor that what you're doing. You have the internal capabilities to perform ethically, perform knowledgeably with this paper that they're going to sell to you. Otherwise, you present a risk for them if you're incompetent or you don't have the resources, the manpower to work out these loans. They don't want players in the secondary space. They want to work with companies that are actually going to be the final stop for that bar where things are going to work out for the bar and loan modifications are going to be created. They're not looking to sell to a company who's just going to flip the paper and really doesn't have a proficiency in the industry.
Yeah, that certainly makes sense. I imagine there's probably some of those operators that come in and they probably go up pretty fast. So
yeah, deal. It's interesting, And this is probably very different than a lot of guests that you have on that will tell you, cash is king or cash flow is king. In our industry, it's deal flow is king. And that's really bottom line. There are players that come in here and they think because, they have some heavy liquidity backing them that, they're going to get some priority seating at the table. It doesn't work like that. There's already an abundance of capital that circulates around the space.
Got it. Interesting. So let's just use me as an example. And I wanted to invest with your fund. What does that look like?
So our fund is set up as a 506c fund. It's called Bequest Funds, and it's an income fund. And so you have to be accredited. That's for one. And the minimum investment is $50,000. So we set it up as an evergreen fund because, as the name suggests, Bequest, it's a legacy play. So we were, myself and my partner, Sean, we had thought when we set this up, our thought was that, you know, we really want something that is going to be something we can pass down to our children and our children can pass down to their children, as well as the investors can do the same. As we're also investors in the fund as well. We're heavy investors in the fund as well. And so also too, we're looking for a place where we can actually hold this performing paper and self-manage it over the course of time. So borrowers can also have a place where they know that they can contact us for any reason. We have a whole asset management team, you know, so they're getting really good boutique level service. So we're also ensuring that, you know, they continue to make their payment and they'll have a home that they have paid off at some period in time. So kind of everyone wins at the end. And that's really the bottom line, how, you know, thought process behind Bequest Funds.
Nice. All right. So I invest $50,000, and then on a recurring basis, it's set up so that I'm never really going to take that initial $50,000 out. That's going to, in perpetuity, pass down to next generations. But what do I expect along the way?
Yeah, absolutely. So it pays an 8% pref, and it's a no leverage fund. So literally all the investors are first in line, which we set it up intentionally that way. And so monthly distributions are paid out for the investors. So if you put in, you know, $100,000, then you'll get monthly payments of $6,700 for as long as you have your capital in there. And so we set it up in a very simplistic fashion. And how we do it is we will buy a lot of these mortgage assets into the fund at a 12 to 14% yield, and then we'll pay our investors out 8%. So that spread is what allows us to operate the fund.
Nice. All right, so I put $100,000 in. So over the course of 12 months, it would be 8%. So $8,000 would be paid out in 12 equal payments.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, got it. Perfect.
With the compounding option as well for folks, they can leave it in. It compounds at 8.29%.
Got it. Nice. Love it. Well, Martin, Savage Nation is ready for that difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
So this is my mantra. This is my battle cry, however you want to call it. But I only invest in assets that I can control and that cash flow. So if it doesn't meet those two criteria, then I don't invest in it.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets, come on. Martin, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? Where can they get a copy of the books? And how can they learn more about Bequest Funds?
Sure. You can go to bqfunds.com. to learn about our income fund, or you can go to noteinvestingmadeeasier.com.
Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Martin your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to noteinvestingmadeeasier.com and bqfunds.com. Check out all the great resources. Thanks again, Martin.
Thank you for having me, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, as we are all in this together. I know how important it is for me to hit reset, to refocus, reprioritize, and even reprogram myself every quarter or so in order to make sure that my mind, my body, and my money are where they need to be. These days, we are all going hard constantly with so many demands on our time, our attention. And that's why I created the Strive Online Bootcamp. To be able to take a step back, to ensure that We're optimized in three key areas of our lives, our minds, our bodies, and our money. And I'd love for you to come with me on this two-week journey. You can click on the link in the notes of the show, or you can go to strivedetox.com. Check out the program. I'd love to have you a part of it.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.